Members of a high school hockey team are accused of both hazing and racial slurs. In fact, the story is that team members were forced to say a racial slur. This is now the focus of debate in Danvers, Massachusetts. We're spending about 4 minutes on this story that some people may find disturbing. So if you need to go away, come back in 4 minutes. We'll still be here. We have an update from Esteban Bustillos from member station GBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How'd this come to light?
So over the weekend, the Boston Globe published a story detailing how the 2019-2020 Danvers High boys hockey team engaged in a number of shocking behaviors and rituals. A player who spoke to the Globe on the condition of anonymity said he was held down by teammates and repeatedly struck in the face with a sex toy because he refused to say the N-word. This was a team ritual among the all-white members of the hockey team. In addition, the Globe reported details about a locker room ritual where players were allegedly forced to strip naked and touch each other in the dark. Half of the team members reportedly were active in a group chat that contained racist and anti-Semitic jokes. It was last summer when the team member reported to school officials having been hit as well as touched inappropriately.
Says he reported to school officials months ago. So what did school officials do, or what are they doing now?
So authorities have ordered a total of 3 investigations, but no adult has taken responsibility for the team's alleged actions. The Danvers High hockey coach at the time, Steve Baldessari, who was also a police officer in Danvers, denied having any knowledge of the alleged abuse. He resigned from the coaching position earlier this year. School and town officials have been less than forthcoming with information about what happens. They provided a redacted copy of a special investigator's report to the Globe only after being ordered to do so in August by the state.
Well, if this was quiet for a while, it's got to be a big subject of conversation now.
Yeah, and at a school committee meeting on Monday, which is the equivalent of a school board, the emotions were high. Now, some members of the school committee were more defensive of their response, but one of the school committee members called for the superintendent, Lisa Dana, to be placed on leave while the committee figures out the next steps. Alice Campbell, another committee member, seconded that motion.
I do not believe appropriate action or discipline was taken following the independent investigation into the accusation of racism and hazing within our high school hockey program. It is unacceptable that not a single adult was held accountable. I believe with the lack of real action, we failed our students, teachers, parents, caregivers, and community members.
What are parents saying about all this?
Well, one parent in attendance Monday, Gabe Lopes, stood in front of the local school committee and was very blunt.
Some of you folks specifically here, please step down and let the town heal and start over.
I went to Danvers yesterday and I talked to Bob Murphy. He has lived in Danvers for 18 years and his 2 children graduated from Danvers High.
I think we're hurt. I think we're hurting for kids. I think we're for the right reasons. I think the community is reeling and trying to kind of discover where our identity is.
The school's committee is set to meet next Monday to further discuss placing Superintendent Lisa Dana on leave.
Well, trying to discover where our identity is, he says. Esteban Bustillos from GBH in Boston, thanks so much.
Thank you, Steve.